Praise God.
Amen. 赞美神。
One more point concerning, or a couple of points concerning Abraham.
关乎亚伯拉罕，我们还有几点要说。
Actually, there are so many things that we can really fellowship about.
实在有许多事我们可以交通到。
You know, when we read Genesis,
当我们在一同读创世纪的时候，
we see, for example, Noah.
譬如说我们看见挪亚的事。
God chose Noah.
神拣选了挪亚。
Because Noah found favor in God's eyes.
因为挪亚在神的眼前蒙恩。
He was blameless in his generation.
他在他那个世代是无可指责的。
He was a righteous man.
他是一个公义的人。
He walked with God.
他与神同行。
So he was well pleasing to God.
所以他是讨神喜悦的。
No wonder God chose the family of Noah.
难怪神拣选了挪亚一家。
But with Abraham, there was no qualification mentioned.
但是在亚伯拉罕的身上，没有看见圣经提说他有什么样的资格。
I think it's very meaningful.
我想这一点也是非常有意义的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in the history of Noah, it was concerning God's judgment.
因为说到挪亚的历史，乃是说到神的审判。
Because at the time of Noah, judgment was coming.
因为在挪亚的时代，神的审判临到了。
So, but Noah, praise the Lord, he was without blame.
赞美主，他在
his generation.
神挪亚在他那个世代是无可指责的。
So he had certain qualification not to be judged.
所以他在那里有某种的资格。叫他在那里不受审判。
But in the history of Abraham,
但是在亚伯拉罕的历史中呢？
Nothing was mentioned how wonderful Abraham was.
圣经上没有提说亚伯拉罕是多好的一个人。
I really praise the Lord.
我实在赞美主。
Because God didn't choose just the good people.
因为神没有拣选所谓的好人。
If God chooses the good people, I don't think we will be chosen. You and I, we won't be chosen. At least I won't be chosen.
如果神只是拣选世上好的人，你我，特别是我，恐怕不能蒙神的拣选。
Yeah, really.
实在是的。
Many times I'm surprised. Why am I saved? How come the others were not?
许多时候，我们很惊奇地想到。为什么我们蒙了拯救，还有周围许多人没有蒙拯救呢？
是不是啊，杨弟兄？因为你是特别好人吗？应该不是吧？哈。
Brother Yang, are you especially good man? Maybe not.
我的确不是的。
Yeah, certainly I'm not one.
But God, by His great mercy and love, chose us.
但是神因着他的大爱和他的大怜悯拣选了我们。
So we see in the life of Abraham there's a lot of failures. There's a lot of failures.
所以在亚伯拉罕的身上我们看见他有多次的失败。
That's right. But praise the Lord, God has given him a wonderful faith.
但是赞美神，神给他了一个美好的信心。
And God of glory appeared to him.
并且荣耀的神向他显现。
And God spoke to him.
神还对他说话。
God gave him so many promises.
神给他了许多的应许。
And blessings.
还祝福他。
So it is impossible for Abraham not to make it.
所以啊，要亚伯拉罕不能达到神的心意啊，也是不可能的。
Right, but it didn't happen overnight.
但是这不是隔夜就发生的事情。
So you can really see through this faith in Abraham, it started to work in him progressively, progressively.
所以你看见在亚伯拉罕的身上是借着这个信心在他里面让他一步一步的往前一直到达到。
I'm not afraid of failure.
我不怕失败。
But I'm afraid of not making any progress.
但是若是我没有进步我就可怕了。
I cannot expect me, myself not to fail.
我没有办法期待我这个人不失败。
But I trust in this wonderful faith, the spirit of faith in us, to take us on so that we can progress and grow and go forward and even upward.
但是我里面有这个信心的灵能带领我不断的往前并且不断的往上。
This is the experience of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的经历。
And God will not give him up.
神没有放弃。
So you can really see Abraham began to learn to walk with God, to go on with God.
所以你看见亚伯拉罕在这里是从神这里来学习能跟随神往前去。
Look at how his faith progresses, right? Or progressed.
你看他身上他的信心是如何长进的。
So our spiritual life,
我们属灵的生活呢
must progress.
必须有长进。
It's not good for Christian not to progress.
一个基督徒若是没有长进，这不好。
Really not good.
实在是不好。
Even your human life, you keep on progressing, right?
就是在我们的人生中，我们也需要不断的长进，是吗？
Don't think as a father, as a grandfather, we don't need to go on anymore.
不要以为你已经做了父亲，甚至做了祖父母了，你就不需要长进了。
Oh, we still need to go on.
啊，我们还需要往前呢。
Did you quit already? Stop already? And you're not moving on anymore?
你是不是今天已经停下来，不继续往前了呢？
哎妈，你长过了吗？长够了吗？
何止为我们长
是不是就停留在这里了不必再长了不必再进步了
Do we just stop right here? No need to progress? No need to grow?
不要这样
Don't be so
We all need to keep on growing
我们都需要不断的继续的长进
Oh, Father God
Oh, 父神啊。
Right? Even God, in his work, he also was progressing.
甚至神在他在我们身上的工作里还是不断的往前长进。
He's not only the God of Abraham. You think it's good enough?
所以他不仅是亚伯拉罕的神只是亚伯拉罕的神就够了吗
？No, it's not enough.
不够的。
He has to go on to be the God of Isaac.
神还要往前去，成为做以撒的神。
So you need to know the God of Isaac.
所以我们今天也要认识这位以撒的神。
Without knowing the God of Isaac,
若不认识这个以撒的神，我们没有办法往前去。
And God has no way to fulfill his plan and purpose.
若是这样，神就没有一条路能够成就他的心意。
So you can really realize the progression.
所以在这里，你真能够看见需要有长进，有往前。
The Bible is very meaningful.
圣经是非常有意义的。
Don't think that, oh, it's just this small part from Matthew to Revelation. No, that's And we have nothing to do with this big part.
不要以为我们只有从马太到启示录这新约圣经啊，是我们所在意的，其他统统丢了。
You will never fully know God without knowing the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
若是这样，我们若不完全的认识亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，我们就没有办法完全认识神。
So you're going to throw away the book of Genesis?
所以我们要把创世纪割除吗
？Genesis is not helpful.
难道创世纪 对我们没有益处吗？
It's just Old Testament.
是那个老旧的约吗？
No, it is not. It is the living and abiding word of God.
不，它是神那个活而且长存的话。
This is important for us to see.
我们必须要看见这个。
Now the second point concerning Abraham.
那么关于亚伯拉罕另外一点。
Is he sent his servant. What is his name again? Eliezer, right?
亚伯拉罕差遣他的仆人以利谢。做什么呢？
To find a bride for his son Isaac.
去为他的儿子以撒找一个妻子。
This is really very clear, even in the New Testament.
这一点是很清楚的，它的意义是很清楚的，在新约里就清楚了。
Didn't the Lord mention already in Matthew about the parable of the king preparing a marriage feast for his son?
在马太福音里，主有没有说到一个比喻？就是一个王要为他的儿子预备娶亲的筵席。
Oh, isn't that good?
Wonderful. 好不好？好不好啊？
Even in the New Testament, Christ is the bridegroom, and he is looking for the bride.
在新约里，给我们看见基督就是那个新郎，他要在这里娶新妇。
This is really wonderful.
这真好。
Right, at the end of the Bible, you can see, wow, the bride of the Lamb.
到了新约的末了，你可以看到那个羔羊的妻。
A wonderful marriage.
何等一个婚宴。
But it's already mentioned there in the history of Abraham.
但是这些在亚伯拉罕的历史里已经说出来了。
My, this is really wonderful.
非常美好。
So one of the...Very pleasant job of the Holy Spirit is to find a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天圣灵有一个非常这个令人欢愉的一个工作，就是要为基督找着一个配偶。
Isn't that good?
好不好啊？
中文叫什么？美人是不是啊？做媒人，媒人，做媒人，做媒人，做媒人。
Someone introduces the bride.
Something very positive, right?
是一个非常积极的。
Oh, it's a very good job.
这是一件很好的工作。
To find a bride for Isaac.
为以撒来找着一个妻子，心腹。
Isn't that wonderful?
这好不好啊？
That's a wonderful job.
这个工作真好。
Right, a very wonderful job.
一个非常美好的工作。
That's why, the scriptures also showed us Christ loves the church.
这就是为什么圣经也给我们看见，基督爱教会。
Because the church is his beloved bride.
因为教会是他所心爱的心腹。
And this bride cannot just come from Canaan and from those people there in Canaan. No, you have to go back to the very source. That means the bride has to have the same source as the bridegroom.
Amen. 这个新妇是不能随便从当时所在的迦南地中来娶的，必须要回到亚伯拉罕的。这个亲人那里，就是说，新妇和新郎必须是出于同一个源头。
对，这个是希伯来书第二章告诉我们。
This is what Hebrews chapter 2 tells us.
He who sanctified, and they who are sanctified are all of one source.
那个使人成圣的和那个成圣的都是出于一个源头。
You should not look for any other source.
你不应该另外寻找一个源头。
The church must have the same source as Christ, which is from God.
教会与基督必须有同一个源头，就是从神而来。
That is why the New Jerusalem came down from where? from Babylon and from where. Revelation shows us out of God from heaven, the new Jerusalem came down.
启示录告诉我们, 新耶路撒冷要从哪里降下? 要从神, 从天上, 从神那里降下来。
不是从下面上来的,
it's not something,
是从上面下来。
It's not something coming from below. It's something coming from above.
你要有这样的看见。
You need to such a seeing.
你才不敢随便建造教会啊。
Then you dare not to build the church any according to your own way.
Because the bride of Isaac must come from the same source, the same family as Abraham.
Yeah. 因为以撒的心腹必须出于亚伯拉罕同样的家族, 同样的源头。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We all need to see this.
我们都需要看见这些。
God has a special way of working.
神他是独行其事, 神有他特殊的形式的路。
After so many years of being a Christian in the church life, I hope all the saints will really begin to grasp the heavenly principles.
我们在教会中做基督徒这么多年之后, 我们必须要看见,要领会神属天的原则。
Everything is already written.
一切都已经记载在主的话里。
God will not leave something for your own imagination to do. No.
神没有把一些事情留给我们的想象。
Everything is there written.
一切都是记载在主的话里。
One day,
到了一天,
everything will be judged by this book.
一切都要照着这句主的话来受审判。
Have you not read what this will be?
就像圣经上所说的, 你们岂没有读过吗?
Have you not read?
你们没有读过吗?
You should read.
所以我们要读啊。
And understand.
并且要领会。
Blessed is he who read and he understood and also walk according to what is written and do according to what is written.
读主的话, 领会, 并且照着主的话去行的人有福了。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now tonight we go to the God of Isaac.
好,我们今天晚上来交通以撒的神。
This is really also a wonderful thing.
这也实在是非常美好的。
Isaac.
以撒。
I don't even know where to start.
我不知道该从哪里说起。
Because there's so many wonderful mysteries. Purpose and the way of God's working.
因为在以撒的身上有神何等的奥秘, 神的旨意和神在那里做工的路。
That is why it says here in first point, Isaac is a figure, a type of Jesus Christ.
所以第一点就说到以撒是耶稣基督的表征, 和预象。
Right. God is very specific.
神是说话是非常确定的。
You know, very strange and very wonderful, especially with Abraham and Isaac.
特别关乎亚伯拉罕和以撒。
First of all, you can really see that with Abraham, Sarah is barren.
第一点,在亚伯拉罕的身上我们能看见, 撒拉 没有不能生育,没有生育。
Right. It's barren.
Yeah, 他没有生养儿女。
Yeah, this is very sovereign of God.
这是出于神的主权。 Right.
Because Isaac can only come out from God.
因为以撒只能从神而来。
Not what Abraham himself can beget.
并不是出于亚伯拉罕自己能生的。
This is a very important principle.
这是一个非常重要的原则。
Nothing that you and I can do of ourselves is acceptable to God.
你我凭着自己所能做的，没有一件事能被神悦纳。
If you cannot wait,
你若不能等。
If you cannot trust the living God,
你如果不能信靠这位活神。
If you don't have the living faith,
你如果缺少这个活的信心。
If you're in a hurry,
你如果是急着要成事。
If you want to use your own strength and ways and manipulation to bring forth a seed,
你如果要凭着自己的本事，凭着你在手段在这里要得着一个后裔。
Your own capability.
你自己的本事
your strength,
你自己的能力
your wisdom,
你自己的智慧
your understanding,
或者你自己的悟性
your ways,
或者你自己的方法
your method,
你的自己的路
anything that is of yourself,
任何一个出于我们自己的本任何一件出于我们自己的事
will be rejected by God,
都要被神所拒绝
you are not the source,
因为你不是那个源头
Impossible
这是不可能的
Because we are sin
因为我们就是罪
Nothing good will come out of you and me
出于你我没有什么好的
At least in front of God there is nothing good
至少在神的眼光中出于我们的没有一件是好的
Did not the Lord told that rich young man, good master, right? He told the Lord, good master. Immediately, the Lord says, stop him, right?
Yeah.
Who is good? There is none good but one.
记得在新约里，有一个青年的官来找主耶稣，他头一个说，他开头就说，良善的夫子。正要说我当做什么主就立刻阻止他说有谁是好的
Which one is good?
谁是好的
No one is good
没有人是好的没有人是良善的
Even the book of Romans says there is none righteous
连罗马书都告诉我们说没有义人啊没有义人啊
Maybe you think you're more righteous than I but in God's eyes we are about the same
也许你觉得你比我公义，但是在神的眼光中，我们都差不多是不义的，一样是不义的。
Maybe I think I'm more righteous, but hey, it doesn't matter what I think about.
也许我觉得我比你公义，但是我想没有义，没有用处，在神的眼光中看是一样的。
That's why it's better not to criticize others.
所以我们也小心。不要批评别人。
We can only be for the truth, and that's good enough.
我们只能被主的真理所充满了，这就好了。
So anything that comes from me as the source will be rejected by God.
所以一切是出于我们的，以我们自己为源头的，都要被神所拒绝。
That's why.Isaac did not come from Abraham.
所以以撒不是出于亚伯拉罕。
Where did Christ come from?
基督是从哪里来的？是出于哪里的
？Tell me, from Joseph?
基督是从约瑟来的吗
？From Mary?
还是从玛利亚所生的吗
？How can a virgin give birth to a child?
一个童女怎么能够生子呢？
有没有发生过？童女生儿子
？Has there ever been such a thing？
见过吗？听过吗
？Have we ever heard of it？ Have we,
有没有
？Have we ever seen it？
真的没有啊
？Really not？
再等等看。
Wait some more。
试试看。
Try some more。
玛利亚是一个童女。
Mary。Was a virgin.
能够生一个孩子出来
To give birth to a child.
How did it happen? Who did it?
怎么会发生？是谁使他成？
Which man did it?
是哪一个人使他成功的？
Did Mary did it herself?
还是玛利亚凭她自己能够生出来吗？
可以吗？
Can it be done?
Where is the source?
源头在哪里？
It's God.
神才是
源头。 The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
That's why Isaac is a wonderful type and a figure of Christ, of Jesus, this wonderful Son of God.
所以以撒是这样一幅美好的预表表征基督是神 神的儿子。
Even before Isaiah prophesied in chapter 7 verse 14, Genesis already prophesied through Abraham and Isaac.
在以赛亚书七章十四节里说到神应许给基督的事之前，在创世纪中神已经应许了。
Do you believe the God of Isaac?
你相信这位以撒的神吗？
We need to believe not just objectively.
我们不是光是客观的相信。
But to believe that God through us can bring forth something of Christ.
但是我们乃是相信神借着从我们里面借着基督能生出。
Now, through His Spirit coming into us, Christ can grow in you. Christ can grow in me. Right?
借着圣灵进到我们的里面来，基督能在我们里面长出来。
Just like Mary bringing forth this wonderful Son of God, the Holy One.
就像玛利亚能生出这位神的儿子，这位圣者。
So you really need to really grasp this wonderful truth. Our God is the God of Isaac.
所以你实在需要领会抓住这一个奇妙的真理。我们的神是以撒的神。
Something that came according to God's promise.
乃是照着神的应许而来的。
To bring forth this wonderful seed.
来生出这样一个后裔子孙。
Lord, only God can do it.
赞美主，只有神能做这事。
And God told Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕说，
This son of yours, this unique son, will be the heir.
你这个儿子，独一的儿子，他要做你的后裔。
He will inherit everything.
他要承受一切。
Not Ishmael.
不是以斯玛利。
Only that which came out of Sarah's womb will be the heir.
唯有那个出于撒拉的腹中的，那才是你的后裔。
You know, Abraham had a problem, right?
你知道亚伯拉罕有一个难处啊。
He couldn't have any heir.
因为他没有办法得着一个后裔。
He told God, well, you gave me so much. Well, that was really much blessing, right? So much.
他对神说，神啊，你给了我这许多，但是我没有一个后裔。
I have no heir. Who is going to inherit everything?
我没有后裔，所以谁要来承受这一切的丰富，一切的祝福。
So Abraham told God, okay, well, maybe I have a faithful servant, Eliezer, maybe, okay, let him be my heir, right?
所以亚伯拉罕对神说，既然如此，也许我这个忠心的仆人以利以谢，让他来承受这一切吧。
Is it okay?
可以吗？
No,
不可以啊。
No.
不可以。
No, Eliezer is just your servant, not coming from Sarah's womb.
神说，以利以谢不过是你的仆人啊，不是出于撒拉的腹中的。
It must be something begotten by you.
必须是从你而生的。
But Abraham cannot.
但是亚伯拉罕生不出来啊。
Right. At least impossible with Sarah.
至少
I'm sorry.
他没有办法借着莎拉生出一个儿子来。
Sarah is barren.
因为莎拉是不能生育的。
So he used another means.
所以他用了另外一个方法。
No, Sarah was thinking, my, I can't. So I got an idea.
莎拉在那里想，啊，我没有办法生育了。啊，我现在有个好主意。
好主意。
Good idea.
那你说好主意吗？那是坏主意。
Is that a good idea? What's a bad idea?
人以为好的啊，变成坏的。
Something men think is good turn out to be bad.
变成是可怕的主意。
It turns out to be a terrible idea.
你知道今天 today among the believers, how come there's so many terrible problems? It all came from our good ideas.
你想今天在神的儿女当中有这许多可怕的问题，都是出于人的好主意。
你很多好主意吗？
Do you have many good ideas?
Don't say no.
不要说
because,
没有啊。
Because you have a very bright mind.
因为你的脑筋是很聪明的。
You have a lot of good ideas.
你有许多许多许多好主意啊。
Terribly good ideas.
好的可怕，好的不得了，好的可怕。
And it created so much problem for God's people.
结果就在神的百姓中带来多少的难处。
It became a competition of Christ, of Isaac.
成了这个基督就是以撒的一个竞争的对手。
Don't think your good ideas is good.
不要以为我们的好主意是好的。
Always learn to take God's way.
总要学习我们接受神的路。
Seek for His way.
寻求神的路。
Don't be so smart.
不要那么聪明。
We always think we are so smart.
我们总以为我们是好聪明。
You have to learn to tell God, no, concerning spiritual matter, I am a dumb dumb.
告诉神说不，在属灵的事上，我实在是愚昧，神啊。
I'm a foolish person.
我是一个愚昧的人啊。
No understanding whatsoever concerning heavenly things. I've never been there.
关于属天的事，我完全不能领会，因为我从来没去过天上。
去过吗？
Have you been to?
只有那从天上父神的怀中降下来的人子，他才知道。
Only the Son of Man who came out from the bosom of the Father, He knows.
So only the Lord Jesus Christ can inherit.
所以只有主耶稣基督他能够承受。
No other person is qualified to be the heir of all things.
没有一个人够资格能做万有的承受者。
That's why in Hebrews chapter 1, in verse 2 or 3, it says, This Jesus, the Son of God, He is the heir, appointed heir over all things. He is the heir over all things.
所以在希伯来书第一章二节三节告诉我们说，只有这一位基督，他是承受万有的。那一位
This is the wonderful thing about being a son.
这就是所以做儿子是一件何等美好的事情。
Yes. Because with Abraham, the question, the problem, the number one problem is to find an heir.
因为在亚伯拉罕身上最大的问题，头号的问题就是要找着一个后裔。
And the unique heir is the seed, singular, which is not Isaac, but Jesus Christ.
他那个独一的后裔，不是 以撒是基督。
Because Isaac is the figure, the type of Christ.
因为以撒就是基督的预表。
That's why Paul wrote in his epistle so clearly that the seed is singular and it is Christ.
所以保罗在他的书信里说，那个主所说的那个后裔，不是众后裔，乃是那独一的后裔，就是基督。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
呀，在加拉太书三章十六节里告诉我。
And that seed was Christ.
那个后裔就是基督。
It is really wonderful.
真是非常美好。
What about you and me?
那今天你我身上呢？
Later on, we can really see in the second part.
我等一下我们来可以看见第二部分。
That also we the believers, we are also included in that figure and type.
是这个这个以撒也是众圣徒的表征和预象，我们也包括在里面了。
Of course, being a son of God is a matter of life. You have to be born of Him, right?
当然，做神的儿子，必须。有神的生命，从他而生的。
But you have to be born of the Spirit, born of this wonderful promise.
但是你必须是由这位圣灵借着这个应许生下来的。
This is too wonderful, right?
这是太美好了。
But the most wonderful thing in the Scriptures concerning the sonship is the inheritance.
但是在整本圣经里说到。这个做儿子的名分最宝贝的事，就是要得着承受产业。
You will be an heir.
你要做一个承受产业者。
But I don't.
后世。
I don't think in your Christian life you consider this inheritance so much and so precious in your heart.
但是我相信，在你基督徒的生活中，你没有这样。考量过，觉得这一个做儿子所承受的产业是最宝贝的。
I know you treasure salvation. Yeah.
我晓得我们都宝贝神的救，给我们的救恩。
No more judgment.
不再受审判。
You love John 3:16, and you will not perish but have eternal life. Wow, that's good enough. Hallelujah.
我们喜欢约翰福音三章十六节。这个我们不致灭亡
啊，不致灭亡了，
反得永生啊，那太好了，感谢赞美神
啊，你就心满意足了、对不对
？You are fully satisfied, right?
有一天啊死了，跑到天上去了啊，那不知道在那边要做什么啊，是不是
？One day when we die, we go to the heavens, then we wonder what we'll be doing there.
What are you going to do in heaven?
你到天上要做什么？
有没有工作做
？No jobs anymore.
No need, right?
没有需要了。
你要做什么
？What are you going to do?
唱诗。
Just sing hymns.
唱诗。
Sing hymns daily and playing harp.
赞美主。
And praise the Lord.
还有什么
？What else?
你要做什么
？What are you going to do?
杨弟兄，你去天上要做什么？
Brother Young, every day, what are you doing there?
看看他们飞来飞去。
You watch the angels flying around.
你在天上要做什么
？What are you going to do in the heavens?
上天堂要去做什么
？Going to the heavens, heavenlies. What are you going to do?
你都不知道，但是那么喜欢去。
You don't even know what you're going to do, and you want to go so badly.
我说你要去那边做什么？我不知道。
You want to go there? You said.Why are you going? I don't know.
不知道为什么那么喜欢去啊。
If you don't know, why do you want to go so badly?
你说要去 Hawaii 啊，当然你要去 Hawaii， 你知道要去做什么？那去天堂你要去做什么？去游泳。
You say you want to go to Hawaii. Everybody understand what you're going to do there. But if you go to heavens, are you going to go there swimming?
Our concept.Is not according to God's concept.
我们的观念实在不是照着神的观念。
If you read Galatians chapter 3,
你读加拉太书。
First, we talk about Christ being the seed.
第三章加拉太书第三章，你就看见头一点。
16, 10 verses later, we who are now sons of God through faith, baptized into Christ, we put on Christ, we become out of this wonderful seed of Abraham, and because we are seeds of Abraham, we are sons. Because we are sons, we are heirs of God.
Amen. 在加勒太书三章十六节，我们就看见基督是那个独一的后裔。到了十节之后，我们就看见我们这些人，今天蒙恩得救，受尽归入基督，与他从死里复活，借着圣灵成为他的后世，与他一同承受万有。
Not simple.
不简单。
But then Galatians chapter 4 says, but even if you're an heir, if you're a baby, you don't grow. You just want to be a baby, you know. You are in no way in any different than a slave. You're the same as a slave.
但是到了加拉太书第四章给我们看见，我们成了后世，但是我们却停留在一个婴孩的状态，不肯长进。那我们的情形与做奴仆的毫无分别。
The Bible is so complete.
圣经是非常的完全。
So you might say, oh, don't give me any pressure. I don't want to grow. I just want to be what I am.
有的人说啊，不要给我任何的压力，我不愿意长大，我就愿意这样子做婴孩，很舒服。
When I look at this three-year-old granddaughter, I say, "Oh, wouldn't it be nice if she stays like that?"
当我看看我自己三岁的这个孙女的时候，我里面说：“哎呀，她如果永远停留在这样小这个做婴儿可爱的状态，是多好啊！”
好玩啊，好玩、
！So much fun to be with.
好玩
，So much fun.
好玩吗
？Is that fun?
你是要玩吗
？You want to just have fun?
去玩吧。
Then go ahead, just have fun.
What about the father's purpose?
父神的旨意怎么办
？What about the kingdom?
国度怎么办
？What about ruling as kings of the nations?
与他一同作王，管辖列国怎么办
？What about ruling all of God's creation over God's creation?
在掌管神所创造的万有
，dealing with God's enemies.
对付神的仇敌
，accomplishing God's purpose.
成就神的旨意。
You just want to remain what you are.
你还是只要停留在你所是的情形里吗
？So you really need to get into it.
所以你实在是要进入这些。
Then point number two.
第二点。
Offered up as a burnt offering to God.
是当作燔祭献给神。
This is really wonderful.
这一点非常好。
You know, when Abraham brought Isaac to Moriah, to Mount Moriah,
当亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒带到摩利亚的山上
，It did not say that Abraham, you should.Offer up Isaac to me as a sin offering.
神没有说亚伯拉罕要把你的儿子以撒献给我当做一个赎罪祭。
But as a burnt offering.
乃是说把它当做一个燔祭。
What is the difference?
这两样有什么差别吗
You only know Jesus Christ died as a sacrifice for my sin. Oh, thank you, Lord.
你只认识耶稣基督死在十字架上，为我们担罪啊，感谢主，是我们的赎罪祭，
好不好
？Is that good? Just as a sin offering, it's good.
对你好
，It's good to you, good for you.
因为赎罪祭是为着你的。
Because a sin offering is for your sake.
那燔祭呢？
What about a burnt offering?
是为着谁的？
What is that for?
满足父神的心。
It is to satisfy the Father's heart.
It's for the good pleasure of the Father.
是让父神心满意足。
So Isaac,
所以以撒呢？
Became a wonderful burnt offering for the Father.
成了一个美好的一个燔祭，为着父神的。
According to the Bible, the burnt offering is absolutely to satisfy the Father.
照着圣经，燔祭是完完全全的为着神的满足。
That's why in Leviticus you have all kinds of offerings.
所以在利未记里说到各式各样的祭物。
And here Isaac, God told him, "You offered him up to me as such a burnt offering."
在这里，神对亚伯拉罕说：“把你的儿子以撒献给我作为燔祭。”
I know in many of your concepts, Jesus Christ died as the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. He is the sin offering, right?
我们知道，在我们的观念中，耶稣基督为我们死啊，成为神的羔羊，担当我们的罪，所以是赎罪祭，是吗？
But is that all?
那仅止于这些吗？
Is there only one kind of offering?
它只是我一种的祭物吗？
No.
不。
No. There is an offering called a burnt offering.
这里还有一个祭是称作燔祭。
This is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, fully given to God to fulfill His will, to do everything according to the will of the Father, to satisfy the Father.
这燔祭是说到我们基督耶稣，在地上生活是完完全全为着满足父神的旨意，是完完全全为着父神的喜悦。
Not my will.But your will be done.
他说不是我的旨意，乃是愿你的旨意成就。
How often do you say that to God?
我们多少时候有对主说过这样的话？
对神说过，
对神说过这样的话。
父神啊，
Father,
不是我的旨意，乃是你的旨意。
Not my will, but according to your will.
Especially if you are before a choice, standing before a choice.
特别当我们面对着要选择的时候，
You choose God's will or you choose man's will?
你是选择神的旨意还是选择人的意思？
You do something well-pleasing to the Father or well-pleasing to yourself?
你做事是为着要讨神的喜悦还是要讨我们自己的喜悦？
You want to do something that will satisfy yourself?
你要做事情是为着满足自己吗？
OrAre you there to be well pleasing to the Father?
还是你要在那里，要使神的心得着满足？
Because the Lord, when He was on this earth,
因为当主在地上的时候，
He did everything, always, always, things that are well pleasing to the Father.
他所做的一切，都是叫父神得着满足。
This is a burnt offering.
这就是说明它是燔祭。
Of course, also a sin offering.
当然，它也是我们的赎罪祭。
And only the Lord Jesus can really do that because He's the meal offering. His humanity is perfect, not fallen like ours.
唯有主耶稣基督才有这个资格。他也是那个素祭，他有那个美好的人性，我们没有。
That is why God was able to reconcile all things to Himself through this wonderful death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ eventually became the peace offering.
所以唯有如此，神才能借着他，使万有与自己能和好，至终叫耶稣基督成为我们的平安祭。
Peace, not only your peace inside, but Peace meaning to say no more fighting.
这个平安不仅是说我们里面有平安，乃是说
和平
不再 有任何的征战了，有和平。
要不然的话，你是父神的仇敌啊。
Otherwise, you are enemy to God.
有仇恨哪里有和平？
Because they enmity, so where is the peace?
和睦。
To be at peace.
中文啊，有好几个翻译啊，和平、和睦、平安。你喜欢平安，但是不和睦。
There are so many different shades of translation of the word peace. We like peace within, but we don't care about peace with each other.
Right. 你很平安，但是不和睦。他有平安，他很平安，我也很平安，但是我们两个都很不来，不和睦。
Maybe he has peace within, I have peace within, but there's no peace between us. We cannot come together in peace.
以弗所书说了，犹太人跟外邦人从来都没有和睦过的。
The book of Ephesians tells us, between the Jews and the Gentiles, there has never been peace between the two.
都是冤仇的。
They have always been enemies.
但是基督成为他们的平安吗？不是平安，是成为他们的和睦。
Now Christ has become not just peace within them, but peace among them, between them.
在一个身体里和睦，然后与神也和睦。
To have peace in one body and also have peace with God.
这个也是一个祭物。
This is also an offering,
和平祭,
a peace offering.
我们今天基督徒是吵吵闹闹的。
Today, as Christians, we quarrel among ourselves.
夫妻也吵吵闹闹的。
Even husband and wives quarrel
不和睦的
between them. There's no peace.
孩子们在家里也吵吵闹闹。
So our children at home, they quarrel among themselves.
以撒是这奇妙的祭物。
Isaac is this wonderful offering, sacrifice.
然后，当然，在亚伯拉罕的那个历史，以撒的历史，没有说到以撒有很多的受苦啊。
In the speaking of the history of Abraham and history of Isaac.Not much was mentioned about Isaac's suffering.
你说有没有说过啊?
Do you think Isaac suffered?
不是没有。
Not, he was not without suffering.
有。
Yes, he suffered.
献上在祭坛上，你说那个不是受苦吗？你试试看到祭坛上去。
When he was placed on the altar, was he not suffering? You can try it, see if it's a suffering.
It is not easy, right?
不容易。
But you know, Isaac was obedient to the death.
但是你知道，以撒是顺服以至于死地。
Sometimes I'm not sure whether Abraham was greater in offering up his son or Isaac being bound and not saying a word and ready to be put on the altar and be killed. Which one is a more wonderful phenomena?
有的时候我不晓得是亚伯拉罕能把自己的儿子捆绑了放在祭坛上献上，或者是以撒他能够被父亲捆绑摆在祭坛上却默默无声，哪一样是更大的一个宝贝？
Which one?
哪一个更宝贝？
都宝贝。
Oh, precious.
都很伟大。
Both are wonderful.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
我们呢，如果我是以撒，我会呱呱叫。你是做什么父亲啊？要杀我啊？是不是啊？啊？
If I were Isaac, maybe I would yell out aloud. What kind of father are you? You want to kill me?
不会吗
？Won't you do that? Won't you do that?
要做父亲的，甘心乐意吗
？As a father, can he willingly do this?
做儿子的，完全顺服以至于死在十字架上呢
？The son is obedient unto death, wow. and the death on the cross.
Just a little bit of.Correction to you, you're already offended.
有的时候，神只是指正我们，指正我们一点，我们就已经受不了了。
Just a little bit of suffering, you are already jumping up and down.
我们只是受了一点苦啊，我们就啊跳上跳下。
And you're going to be ready to start a war.
我们几乎就要准备开战了。
And nothing could stop you.
没有人能阻止我们。
And you have no more self-control at the very end.
到了末了，你完全不能够自制。
Oh, goodness! How do you don't know the God of Isaac?
哦，你真是不认识这位以撒的神。
You don't know the Triune God.
你不认识这位三一神。
You think you know?
你想你认识他。
You think you know the Father?
你想你认识父神。
I think I know the Son.
我想我认识这个神的儿子。
Until things happen, then I don't know the Son.
等到事件发生了，我们才知道我们都不认识。
You say you love the cross.
你说你保爱这个十字架。
That's not true.
这个不准确。
Nobody loves the cross.
没有一个人真正爱这个十字架。
Do you?I don't.
我不行。
You like to be put on the wok and be cooked.
你愿意人把你放在炒在锅里去炒吗
？You would be lying to me if you say, "Yeah, yeah, why not do it? Okay, let me try it tomorrow."
你也许说谎，你说啊，没有关系，我可以试试看。那我明天来试试看。
I don't believe.
我不相信，我不相信。
It's only if.We are truly in Christ. That
只有当我们是真实的在基督里
，we will experience this wonderful death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们才能经历我们主耶稣基督那个奇妙的死。
Not so simple.
不这么简单。
But praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Is exalted by the Father.
他被父神所高举。
And then the wonderful thing is, point number three concerning Christ, designated as the firstborn Son of God by resurrection from the dead.
第三点，这里说到，借着从死里复活，被显明他是神的儿子。
Many times, I would consider how come the Lord Jesus was not afraid to go to the cross.
许多时候我在想，为什么主耶稣基督上十字架，他不惧怕
？He went up willingly, right?
他是甘心乐意的上十字架。
Let me ask you, brother. If you know that you'll die tomorrow, but in the third day after 28 hours, you're going to rise again from the dead, will you be afraid to die?
我问
Yeah, okay, you still be. But at least you can say, okay, for 27 hours, okay, I'll do it.
我问你，弟兄，如果今天要把你致死，但是27个小时之后，在第三天。你要复活，你愿不愿意？他说：“愿意试试看呢、啊。”
试试看啊。Well, because they, to gain such a wonderful salvation and to accomplish such a wonderful thing, and then only for 28 hours you're in the grave and you rose again. Won't you do it? Not bad, right?
为做成功这样大的一个救恩，你只是要进到死里。并且进到坟墓里28个钟点，第三天复活，这是多好的事啊！
时一时去阴间走一走，又跑出来，那不错。
You just die and go through the Hades and you come out. Not bad.
Right? So are you afraid to die? For 27, 28 hours?
所以你这样想的话，你怕不怕进入死亡27、28个小时？
As the Lord went through.
因为我们的主经过死亡。
Came out in resurrection.
然后他从复活中出来。
Got the keys of Hades and death.
他得着那个死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Not bad.
啊，蛮好。
My, the power of resurrection is wonderful.
这个复活的大能实在是美好。
Even the Lord says, "I am the resurrection."
主甚至告诉我们说，我就是复活。
Listen, the Lord.Humanity must go through death.
主的人性必须经过死。
Come up in resurrection.
然后借着复活出来。
To be the firstborn from among the dead.
成为从死里首先复活的。
The firstborn.
首先复活者。
而且变成是头生的了。
Become the firstborn.
变成一个老大了。
Be the
头一个。
The first one.
意思就是说，还有很多会出来的。
Which means there are many more will come out.
如果是独生的，那就没有了，是唯一的。
If he's the only one, then there's no more. He's the unique one.
他是神，是神的儿子，是神，那个是独一的，没有两个，第二个没有。
He, as the Son of God.He is God. That's unique.
The only begotten, right?
Yeah.
But in his humanity, going through resurrection, coming out, he is designated the firstborn. Wow.
但是在他的人性里
in power,
进入死，然后从死里复活，从死里出来，他成了那个首生的。
Let us read Romans chapter 1.
我们来读罗马书第一章。
That's right. Verses
3
and
4,
right?
第三节、第四节。
Concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now, he was son of God in spirit according to God. But here,It was talking about the seed of David according to the flesh.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的是大卫的后裔。
Right. And declared to be the son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
按着圣洁的灵说因为从死里复活以大能显明或者说宣告他是神的儿子。
This is really wonderful.
这实在是非常的美好。
Because Jesus is the first one.
因为耶稣基督是头一个。
As a man.
做一个人。
Designated to be the Son of God in power.
在以大能来指明他是神的儿子。
Right.According to the spirit of holiness,
按着这个圣善的灵
by the resurrection from the dead,
借着从死里复活
This is a wonderful birth of the firstborn.
这是这个首生者奇妙的出生
For the first time in the history of mankind,
在人类历史中头一次
a real human being
有一个实实在在的人类
was begotten through resurrection from the dead
借着从死里复活
with power
以大能
according to the spirit of holiness
按着圣善的灵所以大能
designated a son of God the firstborn
显明或者说指定指明他是神的儿子首生的
Now As a man, he is appointed to be heir of all things.
现在他以一个人的身份成为万有的承受者。
Right, that's in Hebrews chapter 1.
这是在希伯来书第一章所说的。
If the Lord didn't do that and go through that,
如果我们的主没有这样经过死，
we will have no part in this inheritance.
我们就在这一这一个我们就没有份于这个承受这个产业。
In verse 6,
第一章第六节。
But when he again bring the firstborn into the world, of course, through resurrection.
再者，神使长子就是这个首生的，到世上来的时候。
Let all the angels worship him.
就说所有神的使者都要拜他。
Praise the Lord. And verse 2 says, concerning his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things.
第二节说，借着他儿子晓谕我们，是早已立他为承受万有的。
Right. And in verse 13,
十三节，
it was said to the son, not to the angels, sit at my right hand.
神对哪一位天使说，你坐在我的右边。
Till I make your enemies your footstool.
等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
My, to deal with all of God's enemies.
为着要来对付神所有的仇敌。
To accomplish God's purpose.
来成功神的旨意。
This is very wonderful.
这实在是美好。
What a wonderful accomplishment.
他有何等美好的成就。
This is Isaac.
这就是以撒。
I hope you can see this.
我盼望你都能看见这一点。
And this is what it meant. God wants to gain many sons.
这就是为什么神说神要得着众子。
How?
许多的儿子如何得着呢？
By the God of Isaac.
借着他是以撒的神。
We are the many sons now.
我们今天成了神的众子。
And Romans 8 says we must be fully conformed to the image of the firstborn son.
罗马书第八章就告诉我们，我们要被完全的磨成神的独生首生的儿子的形象。
Don't think it's easy.
不要以为这个磨成是容易的。
It's not.
不容易。
That's why nobody wants to change.
所以没有人喜欢改变呢。
I just like to stay the way I am.
我就喜欢怎样就怎样。我原来是怎样就怎样。不要来打搅我。
Yeah, let me be.
就让我照我所喜欢的这样存在着。
Yeah, I want to stay the way I am.
我就是要保留我原来的状态。
God still loves me.
神还是爱我啊。
Right?
是不是呢？
Isn't God love?
神不是爱吗？
He loves everybody.
他爱众人。
Maybe so, yeah.
是，也许是这样的。
Yeah, I'm sure he loves everybody.
神的确是爱每一个人。
If he loves sinners, he certainly also loved his obedient son.
神爱罪人，神也爱这个悖逆的儿子。
But that doesn't mean that you're going to get the inheritance.
但并不是这样说，你无论如何都可以得着你这个产业。
There's still judgment.
还有审判呢。
我不要听。
I don't want to hear about this.
我不管。
I don't care about this.
Okay. It's up to you.
这全看你了。
God will never force you.
神不勉强你。
God will not force anyone.
神不勉强任何人。
He doesn't need to force you.
神也不需要勉强你。
We are the many believers baptized into Christ.
我们是众信徒被浸到基督里面。
And because we are baptized into Christ, we become one in Christ Jesus.
我们都受浸归入基督，就成为一。
That's why the oneness not our human man-made oneness.
所以我们的合一不是人造的自己发明的一。
And just like what Brother Jane constantly says, not a unification made, man-made unification. No.
就像郑弟兄老师告诉我们，不是我们联合在一起成为一个一。
There are many kinds of oneness.
今天有各式各样的合一。
All kinds of oneness.
有各式各样的合一。
And history tells us you got a strong man, put a knife in your hand, be one or die.
历史上就给我们看见，有人是这个强人，拿着刀说，你们一定要合一，要不然就通通杀死。
Yeah, you can have that kind of oneness.
你可能有那种的合一。
No, you need to be one in Christ.
我们需要在基督里是一。
That means practically, really in Him.
那就是实实际际说，我们要在他里面。
Living Him.
把他活出来。
And then you have to grow up into the head in all things.
凡事。长进连于元首这个头
Otherwise, 基督 you cannot be one.
要不然你没有办法合一
you cut off my head.
你把我的头切下来
my whole body and every member falls apart.
我所有身上各个肢体就通通散掉了
So what is our oneness?
那我们的合一是什么呢
The head.
是头的一
Everything in the body must out, come out of the head.
全身各个肢体都要是连于这位头。
We are baptized into Him.
因为我们今天已经受浸归入他了。
Quickly go to Galatians. Quickly, and that's it. We can end our meeting.
我们读加拉太书。
Chapter 3 at the very end.
第三章。
You all know this verse, for you are all sons of God in verse 26 through faith in Jesus Christ.
26节给我们看见，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受浸归入基督的，受浸归入基督的。都是披戴基督的。
So, no more Jews, Greek, German, Chinese, American, no more.
所以在此不分犹太人，或者没不再有犹太人、希腊人、德国人、美国人、中国人。
No more. Praise the Lord.
不再有了。
Neither slave nor free.
也不再有自主的、为奴的。
Neither male nor female.
也没有不再有男或女。
You're all one in Christ Jesus.
因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Is that a doctrine?
这是一个教训吗
？How come you still live like you were before?
为什么你还是照你以前的身份在生活呢
？How come you're still so Chinese?
你为什么还是那么中国式呢
？How come you're still so fleshly?
为什么你还是那样的满了肉体呢
？Full of the self.
满了己呢？
Oh, yeah, but we're still one in Christ, right?
那你说，不，我们在基督里还是一，
no,
还是合一。
No, that's not the oneness Paul was talking about.
那个合一不是保罗在这里所说的一。
No.
不。
Then he says, if you are Christ's,
他说，如果你们是属乎基督
you're Abraham's seed.
你们就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So how many seed that Abraham has?
那么亚伯拉罕有多少后裔呢？只有一个后裔。
So how are we going to become heirs?
那我们今天怎么样能够成为后裔呢
？By getting into him.
我们需要进到这个他的里面。
Becoming a member.
成为他身上的肢体。
That's not enough.
这还不够。
You have to grow up into him in all things.
还要在
in the head.
凡事上长进，连于他做头。
Don't think it's so simple.
不要以为是这么简单。
Oh, I'm safe. I'm a member of the body. I heard so many things. Many people say that.
许多人说，哦，我今天受浸了，我得救了，我就是基督身体上的肢体了。人都这么说。
Doctrinally, maybe it's okay.
从道理上来说，你说的没有错。
But in reality, you're far from being okay.
但是在实际上，我们还差得远。
Then you will not be able to inherit with Christ.
没有办法与基督一同来承受万有。
That is why when the Lord Jesus comes,
这就是为什么当我们的主再来的时候。
How many virgins in the parable?
在那个童女的这个比喻中有多少个童女啊？主说。
They're all saved, right?
那十个都得救了，对吗
？Baptized into Christ, right?
已经受浸归入基督了，对吗
？They're all virgins, right?
他们因为他们都是童女啊。
They all have the lamb, right?
而且他们都有一个灯啊。
And they all wait for the bridegroom to come, right?
他们都在那里等候这个新郎回来啊。
So when the bridegroom came, did they all enter in?
但是当新郎来的时候，他们一同都进入了婚宴了吗
？No difference.
没有分别吗？
If there is a difference in that day when the Lord comes, there is a difference today.
如果那一天当主再回来的时候有分别，那么今天在我们的生活中我们就有分别。
The only time when there is really no difference is if we are truly, consciously walking and living in Christ Jesus.
只有当我们是真实的清楚的是行走生活在基督里把基督活出来的时候我们才没有分别
As Paul said to live for me to live is Christ
像保罗所说的我活着就是基督
We continue tomorrow
我明天再继续交通
Maybe it's already too much
这里已经说了许多了
I don't want to talk that much
我不要再说了
I think we can all read it at home pray
我们回去
get into the word
要再去读进入主的话祷告主
Let the Holy Spirit, the anointing teaches
让这个圣灵在我们里面像恩膏一样的涂抹我们教导我们
May the Lord really be merciful and gracious to all of us.
愿主怜悯恩待我们众人。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's have some prayers. 我们再一同有一些祷告。